welcome to Thursday's show. Good morning. Morning studio.
Morning.
Glad everybody's here with us. And let me encourage you that if you're only hearing this part of the show, you can listen to the whole show on podcast. After the show's over, we load it usually 30, 45 minutes after the show. Just search for Bobby Bones Show on demand wherever you listen to your podcasts. What we're going to do now is our segment called What's the Haps? Hey!
What's the Haps?
Where we just kind of talk about what's happening in our lives or something we care about. Amy, I'll go to you first.
So I started my free trial on YouTube TV so that I could watch the Justin Bieber show.
You did? You started your trial? You're going to end up paying for it now.
No, I just canceled it after 2 weeks.
Yeah, right.
It's fine. Okay. It's going to be fine. I'll
How many
remember.
Episodes
or
you watch?
If I don't cancel, then we'll just switch from Hulu Live to YouTube TV.
She's changing her life based on her free trials.
Yeah, I gotta figure it out. But I've watched 4 of the episodes, which it's really easy to do because, yeah, like Bobby was saying, they're like 9 to 12 minutes long. But wow, I mean, gosh, Justin Bieber, he's like, I really like him. I've liked him for a long time. And then I saw him in concert a couple years ago in Nashville and I walked away just like obsessed with him a little bit. But he's just guy, he's like, he went through a lot, like growing up famous so young, and I had no idea how dark it got for him. So it's interesting.
Did you watch the drugs episode yet?
No.
You haven't got there yet. It's episode 5 then.
I guess I maybe know a little bit about it because I've seen clips that people have promoted, but I haven't watched the full episode.
When you went to the show in Nashville, they were screaming so loud, right? Did he have to calm the crowd down?
I don't remember. It wasn't too bad. I just remember he was on a trampoline, and I was like, this guy's living the life. Like, he was jumping around singing, and we were having so much fun. But, I mean, yeah, I was with a bunch of girls that were screaming as well.
There's a clip in the documentary where he has to, like, tell the crowd, guys, I can't hear.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I appreciate you screaming, but I can't hear.
So awesome.
If you could stop screaming the whole time, thank you.
It's
but it's pretty good.
I like Haley, his wife. How long is it? I mean, does it just keep going? I don't know how many episodes
I think it's
there
6
are.
Total, right?
Oh, okay.
6, 7, something like that.
So I'm almost done. I didn't know if it was going to keep going, and then I was going to have to keep my YouTube series going, but we'll see.
All right. Hey,
what's the hat?
Lunchbox.
Well, man, I had a run-in with a doctor. So my wife has gestational diabetes because she's pregnant. We're having another baby in about 2 weeks. And we go to this specialty clinic once a week. And we go in the room. We're waiting for the doctor to come in. And we had just got our baby measured and everything. The doctor comes in and goes, wow, your baby's already 7 pounds, 8 ounces. And we're like, no, the sonogram tech said 5 pounds and 8 ounces. And she's like, nope, that was wrong. And then they were going to up her insulin because her numbers were all over the place. And my wife looks at the chart and goes, my name's not Olivia. And the doctor goes, oh, sorry, I came in the wrong room and walked out.
Wow.
Yikes.
That's scary.
Like,
that stinks.
I do not understand how you can go in the wrong room with the wrong chart and go over the wrong information with a patient. It is unbelievable.
Not sticking up for anyone, but I mean, just humans make errors when they do something all the time over and over again. Like, you're bound to mess up occasionally.
I know. I'm sure the doctor feels really, really bad about that.
Yep.
God, that's scary.
Did you get mad?
I afterwards, I went up to the doctor and I said, look, that is our baby, and you could have done something very wrong, upping my wife's insulin, caused harm to the baby. Like, you should really double-check your work before you come in that room, because as a patient, that makes us feel very uncomfortable coming here.
I think that's fair what you said.
Yeah.
I also think it's crazy when doctors, like, cut off the wrong leg on people. We hear those sometimes.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, they were supposed to amputate the left or the right.
Oh, my gosh.
Or
doctors are humans. It's crazy for us to think that because we do trust them because we don't know it. So we just expect what we don't know, and they've studied it. They have to know it. And we have no other option than them know it. And so we do trust them. We trust our doctors. We trust our preachers or priests, our Uber drivers, all the same. Yeah.
Pilots.
Mm-hmm. You just got us.
Yeah.
I get in a crappy van, an Uber. Some guy's got like McDonald's all through, steering wheel's disgusting. And I'm like, oh, we're good. He's got me.
Yeah, I don't even need to buckle.
Pro. Yeah, he's a pro.
I know.
I'm
like, why do I like not want to buckle in the back of
his car?
He's
a professional driver.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, it's safe.
Well, but you're good now, right?
We're good now, but I'm glad my wife looked at the chart and said, my name's not Olivia. I'm glad she noticed.
Hey.
Hey, what's the hat?
Eddie?
A few days ago, I got on air and I talked about my son starting School of Rock. And
which, by the way, explain what that is real quick.
It started with guitar lessons, but School of Rock is like it's a school where they train kids to, one, learn their instrument and then join a band. And then if you're good enough, that band will go play places and train you to kind of be a rock star.
And he was into it, which was new for you because he hasn't really ever pursued music.
Never.
And so then what happened?
And so, yes, he started, and they said, you need to go buy some gear. You need to buy an electric guitar and an amp. And so we went to the store, and whew, they're kind of pricey. I bought an electric guitar. It was like $120. I'm like, oh, gosh, you better stick with this. It's a $120 investment. And then our friend Brandon Ray, who's in part of the Badlands Sons now, is a really good friend of ours, me and Bobby's. And, you know, he came out. He said, dude, I heard you talking about this. And I thought he was going to just find a dumb little amp he had around the garage or whatever. And he called me and says, dude, I talked to my wife. I heard you talking about this on the radio. We want to gift you a brand new amp that I bought at the store for your son. And I mean, I'm getting like chills just talking about this because he's going through stuff right now. And I know he can't afford an amp for my son, but he said, we don't have any kids. And I know how important this is to your son. And you being a dad, we look up to you in that sense. And we just want to gift him this amp. And hopefully he can walk into School of Rock and be like, check out my new amp.
Yeah, that's cool.
Wow, that's cool.
So it was so
sweet.
Does he
have it yet?
Yeah, he's got it now. He plugs it in. He plays it. And I don't know. Hopefully he becomes a rock star now.
No pressure.
No pressure.
And odds are you will. If you get an amp and a guitar, you're probably going to become a rock star.
Of course. Yeah, yes. Next thing, you start touring.
Yeah, easily. You probably make a lot of money. And touring's super easy.
Right.
Yeah.
Hey, what's the hat?
I'll do mine last because I'm going to go to a song on this one. But it's a little bit of On This Day in Country Music, but it's also a bit of my podcast that I do. But on This Day in Country Music, 9 years ago, Need You Now by Lady Antebellum won 5 awards at the Grammys. It's a quarter after one, I'm all alone. And Dave Haywood came over to my house. This is episode 103 if you want to go find it. It's just so interesting how this came about. They wrote the whole song in an hour, and then they sat on it for 8 months because they didn't think it was worth the crap. So they came back to it when they were picking the last song, and here is a clip of that when they thought it was just going to be an album cut.
Once we cut it and we started showing it to people, so we recorded it and we started playing it for, you know, our friends, and they're like, man, that's like, that could be really crazy cool kind of first single. And we're like, no, we need to have a tempo. Isn't that what you're supposed to do? You're supposed to have like the rockin' tempo as your first song. And they were like, man, this feels like a piece of art. It feels like art. And we were all about it. We just thought it would be the album track.
And so after it sat for 8 months and it was just going to be on the record, the last song picked, it ends up being the single. And the song was so massive, they went from just a country band to a massive pop band to, they talked about the Grammys winning over like Lady Gaga and Rihanna. And,
oh, wow.
Because they won the Grammy over them. And he said they decided that night as a band to stay grounded after the success of the song.
I mean, it was crazy, dude. Live Your Life by Rihanna was in that category. You know, New York, New York by Jay-Z was in the category. We as a band, I remember after we won all those Grammys, everything came in. You know, we kind of hit this point in our career where we said, we could work 365 days a year because there's enough stuff that's coming in right now that we could go play around the world, do everything. I remember thinking, you know what, this is amazing, this success. Let's keep it going with as much as we can, but not at the sacrifice of ourselves.
So it's a great podcast. It's a great story behind that song, how it almost didn't make the record. Then it made it. It was just going to be a song that wasn't a single. It was a single, massive, and it was this day 9 years ago that it won 5 awards at the Grammys.
Here's the Bobby Bones Show podcast highlight segment of the day.
Okay, now I'll reveal what happened on Valentine's Day in a segment I call What Happened on Valentine's Day. Except it's not Valentine's Day yet. I did it last weekend.
And so like you to like do it ahead of time.
Ahead of everyone else.
Yeah,
that's
early,
good though,
because
you
early.
Say the there's value in
I'm already
like,
gonna hate. Like,
no.
Your tone is already hateful, right?
That is like recognizing you put that out there to guys all the time. Like, do it when she's least expecting it, like the weekend before Valentine's
so
Day.
So smart.
I know.
So
it's smart. It's smart. We're not hating.
Dude, you were the first one to celebrate Valentine's
Day.
Yeah.
Ever.
So this is what happened.
Ever.
Listen, I'm in a new relationship too, right? And so when it's new, it's like fun. You're, you know, doing stuff. I consider myself a pretty romantic person anyway, whatever time of the relationship we're in. But she was in town last weekend, and we didn't have any plans that she knew of. It was just to come and spend 4 days hanging out, try to have a normal life-ish. And so I did want to surprise her. And everyone knows on the 14th, you're ready to be surprised. Or when you don't get surprised, you're kind of like, oh, I guess there's no surprise. So on the 6th, or maybe the 7th, whatever that Friday night was, finished the show. I go home. She'd been working. She does sales. And she'd been working on her computer. And I was like, hey, we have to go and do some of the tour stuff later, meaning go meet a bunch of my friends that she hasn't met yet. And I said, hey, we're going to go meet Amy. we're going to go meet Bobo, Nurse Bobo, who comes on the show. They're a bunch of friends. She's already met Eddie. And I said, so we're going to do that, and we'll just get it all out of the way, and the rest of the weekend we can hang out. And she's like, all right. I said, well, we're going to leave at like 2:30. And she's like, okay, okay. And so about 2 o'clock, I was like, hey, we got to go. And I said, hey, by the way, I didn't tell you, but we have a big dinner tonight. But we need to leave in like 30 minutes. It's like Amy and your husband. I start listening to all these people. And she's like, oh, no, I don't have time to get ready. Like, I wanted to get ready. You didn't tell me we were going to a big dinner. And so I'm like, just hurry. Because what I had is we were getting on a flight, and I had to get to the airport before the flight. So I rush her. She wasn't happy with me rushing her, which was unfair of me. But for this plan to work, I had to rush her a bit. She could not have seen it coming. And we get in the car, and she's a little bit irritated because I was rushing her. And she looks great. And so we're driving, and she's like, hey, just to be fair, I felt like you kind of pushed me a little quickly to go to a dinner, and we're leaving at 2:30, and I didn't know that's what we were doing. And I was like, you're right. I said, but it's actually not, that's not what we're doing tonight. And she was like, huh? Now, she is a massive Oklahoma City Thunder fan, diehard, can name 12 deep on the team. And so I said, hey, I said, in the back seat, I have something, because today we're going to celebrate Valentine's Day, and it's a week early. She's like, huh? She's confused. And so I put my jacket over a gift. And so she pulls the jacket off, and it's a silver box, and it's very shiny wrapping paper. And she's like, still confused, because I said, today's Valentine's Day. And she's like, oh. So she opens it up, and her favorite player is Steven Adams for the Oklahoma City Thunder. And so it was a Steven Adams jersey. And she was like, thanks? Like, she just thought I got her jersey for Valentine's Day. And I was like, well, that's not really it. So I, in my the middle compartment of my car, I pulled out another jersey that I had. And I said, hey, we have two jerseys. She was like, cool. And I said, no, we're going to the game. She's like, oh, when? I said, tonight. We're actually going to the airport right now. And so I had packed a small bag for her, too, that she didn't know about. That was in the back of the car. And she's like, huh? So we park. I said, we're going to the game tonight. So we park, go into the airport, fly to Oklahoma City, land, go to the game. The Thunder were very cool. They hooked it up with great seats and got on the court. It was really for her, because it was, one, she wasn't expecting it. Two, it was the only home game they had anytime near Valentine's Day. So we lined that up, and then we went and watched one of my buddies play, Matt Carney, after that. And so it was the surprise. It was the fact that it was something that was important to her that she didn't know I was really paying attention to. And then we got on the kiss cam.
Baller.
Yeah, like a boss.
Yeah, part
so
of the night.
Like a boss.
You pre-arranged the kiss cam? Is this Valentine's?
Sort of. Yes, in that, not because I would have done it anytime.
Right.
So not because it was Valentine's Day, but yes, it was prearranged. And so I knew that
Did
it was
she
coming.
Know the kiss cam
no,
was coming?
No idea.
Okay.
And I knew that it was coming, and she doesn't love that being put on camera. And so, and you can see her be like, oh my God, I love the kiss cam. I've never been on it. It's been a dream of mine to be on forever.
Oh, wow. This is like a gift to you,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, it's like a gift to me, too. And so we are at the game, and I know that the first time out of the third quarter, the first TV timeout, they're going to run the kiss cam. So the guy I know from Oklahoma City Thunder, who I just met, you know, a week before, he was like, hey, kiss cam's coming on in a few minutes. You need to get back to your seat. And I'm like, we got to go, because we're down eating food, and like they put us in the fancy place where we can go eat food. And so I'm like dragging her back to the seat, and we sit down, and like 30 seconds later, the kiss cam comes on, and I'm like, all right, kiss cam. And it happens, and it was a mixture of being excited to be there and the fact that I've always wanted to be on the kiss cam. I like lost my crap when it was kiss cam time. As soon as they popped up and we were on it, I was like, ah, I threw my arms up. And then I grabbed her head with two hands and then went in for the big, big kiss. And she's embarrassed a little bit because I'm just making a horse's butt of myself on the camera. But then I didn't think much about it because who's going to see it unless you're in-house? But I guess some listeners they tweeted the link to Eddie.
Yeah. So I screen recorded and sent it to Bobby. He's like, how did you get that?
I loved it, too. I love that you had it, because otherwise we had some random videos of people in the crowd that just happened to have it up.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, man.
So the kiss cam was awesome. It was great. It was a really great Valentine's Day.
That's awesome.
Because I was just listening to what she liked and tried to make that a big deal for her. That's all.
And she, I don't know if she was public or private at this point, like with her Instagram, but she had posted something super cute after it all went down. She was like, I don't have a heart anymore. It exploded.
Oh my goodness! Wow. See, that's what that, that's
boom.
What,
yeah, I wow. know. I was
I mean,
like,
you
wow.
did go over the top,
and
she could say it was the greatest day of her life.
Day of her life.
Seriously,
like four times, she was like, "This is the best day of my life."
That's what Eddie was saying. That you do that on the first Valentine's, you gave her the best day of her life. I mean, now you have so much to live up to, but you owned the kiss cam. Like that is how you do it. People should take notes on how to do the kiss cam. How you did it.
Well, sometimes you don't know it's coming.
But yes,
I just knew it was coming. Yeah. And as soon as I saw it, I was like, whoa!
But see, the heart exploding. How is her heart going to explode twice?
Exactly.
I'm not
it's
worried about tomorrow. I live for today.
Uh-huh.
And then I learn from what I did today and I make tomorrow better or worse. But I don't let today keep me from performing. I don't let tomorrow keep me performing my best today.
Yeah.
We've had this talk.
Yeah, we did.
I don't let what's happening tomorrow
Amy, he
affect
even,
me today.
He even had her FaceTime me. When they were on their way to the airport, and she was like, I can't believe you said this wasn't a good idea. I was like, I never said that. It's
you
an amazing idea.
You did say it was
idea.
A good idea. She heard you on the air. The two things is she loves Eddie, and she's like, Eddie's dead to me. Whenever he was saying that. And then that one time Eddie was like, she's got a rocking bod.
I never said that. I must have been someone else.
No, you did.
That doesn't sound like me.
Mm. She said in the background, like they were talking about her, and you're like, she's got a rocking bod.
To find that tape somewhere.
Yeah. I don't want to. But that's what happened. That was Valentine's Day last week for us. I have like dinner plans on tomorrow night for Valentine's
Day. Wait, you're
doing
something else?
Well, dinner.
Yeah, oh, I mean, geez, man. You already...
Well, you have to have dinner.
You already gave her the moon.
And I have 7 p.m. plans too, which is tough to get.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's tough. Got a good spot.
Now, is it really just dinner?
Yeah, it's just dinner.
All right.
Do you think that...
She's expecting something else.
No. I told her it's not coming. Okay. You can't expect anything else because I'm out. I'm tapped out of money, resources, thoughts.
Yeah, I don't think that she's
this
expecting
udder
that,
has but... been milked completely. Yeah. There's only dust coming out now.
For this year.
Of the teats, just dust.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what do you think she's going to do for you?
No. Doesn't matter.
Mm. Okay.
I'll be happy with whatever it is.
But like on...
It's not about me.
But on Monday, you'll give us a report.
Sure.
Okay. John Mayer playing any shows?
Yeah.
Arkansas.
No, we're not trying,
basketball
we're not
somewhere.
Trying to meet anything. No. That's not fair to her because she's going to hear this and be like, oh, great. Now I'm going to look like a jerk if I
so that's no, not, there's
just,
no
I'm
way.
Teasing, so that's not fair to her to do that.
Joking.
But
I mean, I'm sure she'll do something thoughtful.
I'm sure she'll do something thoughtful. She's a thoughtful person.
Yeah.
Hopefully it's so thoughtful I can't share it because it's so thoughtful. You know what I mean?
Oh, my gosh.
Hopefully your heart explodes.
Okay. We don't know what hopefully you mean, weirdo.
Okay, so that's it.
Dang.
Hey, good job, Bones.
I know every guy listening right now is like, what? I hope my wife's not listening.
But here's the key.
Exactly right, Amy.
The key isn't flying somewhere. The key isn't me calling somebody the thunder. The key is I was listening to what she said she liked and made that happen. Like, whatever it is. Like, if you listen to small things, like one time, a long time ago, she mentioned her home address out right outside of Tulsa. She was like, hey, I live whatever. And I wrote it down on my phone. And I keep little things like that because you never know when they're going to be needed for later. And if you just listen and pay attention, not even just romantically, but even in friendships, even in workships, if you listen to what people say, then they appreciate that and they appreciate you. And it's also really early in the relationship. So see how that goes in a year. But no, I'm just kidding. All right. So there you go. The end. Are you a hater now, Amy?
I'm not a hater. Never been a hater.
Not true. You and Eddie were both Eddie?
No, I said, that's not hating. You're defining what we were saying as hating.
You were like, that's
and it's
too much. You said that's
too much. I just thought like, wow, you're really going out strong.
Setting the bar high.
So like, yes, setting the bar high. But I think what you did is amazing. And I love that it made her heart explode. Like, it's the cutest.
Tag team hater champions, Eddie and Amy.
Okay.
All right. There you go. The end. Thank you very much. Happy Valentine's Day tomorrow, everybody.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
Let's go over to our producer, Raymundo. Raymundo, what you got over there?
Yeah, in online news, new ransomware is demanding people send pictures of themselves to an email address, and that's how you're able to unlock your computer again. Many celebrities have been contacted already. Don't fall for it. In other news, the new coronavirus case announced by the Centers for Disease and Control on Wednesday brings the total number of confirmed coronavirus cases in the U.S. to 14. And finally, in Kansas, at least 17 students were injured when their bus slid off a snowy highway. Some are in the hospital now. Winter Storm Mabel is now heading for the Northeast.
On the phone, it's Seth and Austin. Seth, what's up, dude?
Hey, Bobby. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Hey, so, Bobby, I wanted to ask you, I know you've talked about
wanting to potentially run for governor of Arkansas, and wanted to see if you and Caitlin have talked about political stuff, if you guys, you know, are on the same page politically, if that's important to you, kind of what your thoughts are on that.
Yeah, we actually have talked about that because it is important to me, and not so much about which party you represent, because I don't really feel like anyone represents a party fully. And most people, when they ask me where I stand, I just talk about issues more than I talk about a side that I stand on. Because listen, if I could, I would just run as an independent. But there's just, it's hard. There's no infrastructure. It's hard to be an independent. But yeah, we have, listen, she's from near Tulsa, Oklahoma. I'm from near Little Rock, from near Hot Springs, Arkansas. And so I think we grew up with a lot of the same values and sensibilities. And so, yeah, we've definitely had that conversation. But I think it really wasn't even about where we were going to be in the future. It just comes up in normal life. Like, you just talk about how you feel about things.
Mm-hmm.
I think the first time we ever went out was we kind of talked about it a bit. It's so in the news. It's also just a big part of, you know, decisions you're making on a daily basis when it comes to how you're affected by people and decisions. So, yes. And I've also told her, hey, I may not do the radio thing forever. I may go and run for office. And that didn't scare her, so whatever. But yes, yes, we have.
Cool. Yeah, thanks. I was just curious.
That's about as far as we've gone, though, in that part of it.
Not, do you think you could be first lady?
Oh, sure, but that's part of it. I mean, that's what I was saying. Like, we talked about that. Okay. Yeah. I was like, hey, I may run for governor. She's like, well, cool, but I don't really go... Yeah, I mean, sure. I mean, that's why that conversation happens. Because,
mm-hmm.
again, she isn't super comfortable with the public part of this yet. Although, she has more Instagram followers than Mike D does, and she isn't...
What? No way!
She had 400, and last I checked... And again, she doesn't even post, and now she's scared to post anything, because she's like, I don't know what to post. She's like, I went from having 400 followers to having 50,000 followers. So, she has 52,000 as of the last time I looked. So the whole thing is weird for her.
Mm-hmm.
But what are you going to do? I did get a text asking if I was going to take her on any red carpets. And I'll be going to the ACMs probably, and that'll probably be that time. I did get a call from a magazine going, hey, will you do a magazine kind of introducing you guys as a couple? And I turned it down. Just too much. Just too much.
Yeah.
We got to the point where I was like, hey, we put stuff public. And I was like, we'll just do what we would normally do, what I would do anyway. So I put up some TikToks and Instagram stories. But I was going to hold off on the magazine thing.
Yeah, pump the brakes.
But we'll probably do the red carpet for the first time at the ACMs in Las Vegas, if I go, and I'm assuming I'm going to go. Mm-hmm. So, hey, Seth, appreciate that call, man.
Yeah, thanks, man. Love you guys.
Bobby Bones.
Yeah.
Raymundo's getting married October 24th, and Valentine's Day's tomorrow. So now, a lesson in love from Raymundo, our audio guy. Good morning, Raymundo.
Good morning. So yeah, people always wonder if they really like somebody, a significant other, maybe somebody they just started freshly dating. Do I really like this person? And I figured out the easiest way. I've been doing it for years. That's how I figured out I wanted to get married to my current fiance. It's called the driveway theory. Not a lot of people talk about it, but it is the most powerful thing when you want to decide if you want to get in a relationship or not. When you come home from work, when you come home from school, if you see your partner's vehicle in the driveway, do you get excited or do you dread it? If you dread it, I'm telling you, you should not be in that relationship. And it's an instant thing. Ask yourself, do you dread seeing that vehicle? Because if you do, get out of the relationship. There's no way to fake it. But if you actually are excited when you see their vehicle, when you come home from work, school, whatever, get in a relationship with them. That means you want to go hang out with them and you enjoy hanging out with them.
What if you've been in a relationship for a while? Like, what if you're married?
Then you might need to get a divorce if you start to dread their vehicle when you get home. Because it's a big thing. It means you don't want to spend your free time with them. You want to spend free time with yourself or somebody else.
Or figure out why you're dreading it and then work on there. That.
Well, Amy, when you drive home and you see your husband in the driveway, your feeling is?
Great. I don't mind it. I don't dread it.
I don't mind it, though.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that I'm like, I don't know where we are with that. I guess I'm more excited when it's there when it's not, because he's gone sometimes, and it's like, I don't want him to go, so.
Eddie, when you drive home and you see your wife in the driveway.
Here's my train of thought. First thing is like, oh, there's her car. Awesome. But then it's not there, I'm like, yes, nap time.
Oh, that's awesome both ways?
Yeah.
Lunchbox?
Oh, we all have our days where when their vehicle's there, you're like, dang it. Then she's going to want to do something. So you go through... No, don't, Amy, don't act like you're excited to see your husband every single time. It happens.
Just said I was, like, okay with it.
Well, I know, but you scoffed at me. Like, listen, I like my wife, but sometimes you want your time to be, like, just free and be able to do whatever you want. So when you see the vehicle, you're like, dang, I had plans to watch this movie or this TV show.
Eddie and Lunchbox act like they can't nap or watch TV if their wife is around. Y'all are making it seem like, that's why I scoffed. I'm like, wait, what? Just because your wife is home, all of a sudden it means you have to do something with her?
Like, if she's there, yeah, we'll hang out, we'll have lunch together and talk. But if she's not, I'm like, woo, down to my underwear, let's take a nap.
Oh, but you can't go down to your underwear and take a nap when she's there.
After an hour and a half of hanging out with her.
Yeah, you got to talk, say how your day was. What are you doing? Oh, what are you working on? I mean,
does my husband feel this way? I mean, maybe I'm like, it's fine when I see his car. But now listening to these guys, I'm like, is he the one coming home and seeing my car? I mean, like, great, I got to talk to her for an hour before I can watch TV. Like, I think y'all have the wrong idea. Like, I don't know that your wives are expecting you to hang for an hour and a half before you do what you want to do.
Oh, that's weird. Every day? When I walk in the door and they're, oh, how was your day? What's going on?
What are your plans? She's asking you how your day was.
Exactly. That's wanting to sit down and talk and, you know, go over your day. And it's like, oh, man, I was just
What if you walked in and she said nothing to you?
Yeah.
That'd be weird.
Exactly.
Yeah, I wouldn't like that.
Yeah. I'd be like, I'm going to take a nap then. That'd be perfect.
Raymundo, what's it like whenever you drive home?
Oh, if there's a day when I forget that she has the day off, I get so freaking excited because I'm like, we get to eat lunch together. Oh, and then we can watch our favorite show together.
He's lying.
I'm dead serious because when it's not, it's an empty parking lot. I'm like, oh, all by myself again the whole afternoon until she gets home.
So the theory is if you really love someone that your visual reaction to their car is how you feel.
Exactly.
Mm.
It's a pretty good theory.
And you'll know right away. It hits you right away. And there's no way to fake that feeling because it's inside of you. And then you'll just be like, all right, I need to be in a relationship or I need to get out.
Is it just if it happens one day or is it like after it happens 10 days in a row? Because sometimes you could just be having a day.
Amy's got a punch card going over there.
Well, I mean, I'm just, this is like, well, he's telling people to get out of a relationship based on, I mean, you're going to have people that are listening right now that pull up to their driveway later and they're like, oh my gosh. And they go inside and break up with whoever they're with because they weren't excited.
Of that feeling.
So more times than not, if you get the good feeling.
Yes.
Okay.
Stay in the relationship.
Wow.
I've never lived with anyone before. I was talking to my therapist about that yesterday.
Yes, you've never known of the driving up and seeing the car in the driveway.
I've had roommates, but I've never lived with a girlfriend.
Yeah.
Which is, I guess, a bit nutty. I'm 39, and I've never lived with anyone other than, I lived with Eddie for a little bit.
Yeah.
I lived with Mike D for a little bit. But
did you get excited when you saw their cars in the driveway?
You did, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
that's
how
I knew we needed to be in a relationship.
That's right.
Of course. Bobby
Bone Show. The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan number two's 30 Second Skinny.
Thomas Rhett and his wife Lauren welcomed their third child on February 10th. Her name is Lennon Love, and you can see the photos they posted on Instagram at bobbybones.com. Little Big Town's Jimmy Westbrook shared how he and Karen Fairchild decided to get together after some time on stage together.
I think there was always something underlying there that we kind of were trying to ignore. And then when we were, all of us, single, kind of at the same time, those feelings, you were able to come out with them finally. It's like, hey, we're single, let's get together. And, you know, she has a beautiful heart. She's absolutely gorgeous, and I just love her dearly.
Sugarland is headed out on tour this year. It's called the There Goes the Neighborhood Tour, kicking off on June 4th in Canada. They'll be bringing special guests to Neil Towns, Danielle Bradbury, and Mary Chapin Carpenter. I'm Morgan number two. That's your skinny. Come on.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
This 13-year-old in Illinois named Nate Smith was in class one day, and he's talking to one of his classmates, and the classmate's like, yeah, on the weekends at the house, we just don't have any food. We don't have any food to eat, so I don't really eat on the weekends. So Nate was like, man, we got to do something about this. So he started making little bags and putting them in the office where students could go by, fill up their backpack for the weekends. Now numerous students do it, and they're called the Weekend Warriors.
Oh, nice.
And so students can go by the office before the weekend, get food for the weekend, come back Monday, all nourished up.
I like it they made a whole team effort out of it. When you make it a group, people feel like they're involved and they tend to do more.
Yeah, that's true.
The Weekend Warriors. Shout out Weekend Warriors. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Massachusetts. A man was at home when he was like, man, I can't find my sweatshirt. So he called 911. Hey, can you guys help me find my hoodie? I can't find out where I left it. And they're like, sir, this is not a 911 thing. He called 25 times telling them places they could go look. And they showed up at the house and alcohol was involved.
That's what I was going to say, was alcohol involved.
Of course.
Yeah.
So he was arrested for misuse of 911 and still doesn't have his hoodie.
Oh, no.
No.
All right, there it is.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Time now for Elder versus Millennial. Eddie is the eldest on the show.
Yeah, 40 years.
Morgan is the youngest in the Millennial.
26 years old.
And so we asked them questions about each other's generation. Woo! Eddie, you'll go first. Here we go. Eddie, as I ask you questions Millennials would know, Kylie Jenner is rumored to be rekindling her romance with her baby's father. Who is that? Kylie Jenner. The big rumor is she's getting back with her baby's father. Who is her baby's father?
Kylie. Kylie and her baby's baby daddy. Tyga.
Tyga.
Dang it.
Morgan, number two, you can steal this. What do you have?
I don't know it. This is not good. Ty Dolla Sign.
Ty Dolla Sign.
Ty Dolla Sign. It's
the only name that was coming
Travis
to mind.
Scott.
Yes.
Oh.
Eddie.
Yeah, come on.
Lucy Hale stars in a new CW series called Katie Keen that premiered last week. Yes. But what show made Lucy Hale a star?
I knew you were going to ask that. Good thing you didn't ask what show she's on now.
Yeah, Lucy Hale. What show made her a star? I think Morgan knows this one. I see confidence in her.
Dang it. She was in City of Angels.
That'd be the Nick Cage movie that she was probably not born yet.
Yeah, Meg Ryan.
Morgan?
Pretty Little Liars.
Of course. Yes. Eddie.
Come on.
This handheld digital pet from Japan was one of the biggest toy fads of the 90s and 2000s. The pet could die due to poor care, old age, and sickness. What was this toy called?
Bones, I believe I know this one. I think. Hatchimals.
A Hatchimal.
Yeah. It's not a Hatchimal?
It is not. Do you need the question again?
No. Tamagotchi.
Right.
Dang it. What's a Hatchimal?
It's the newer one where they come out of an egg.
Oh, so dumb.
Yeah. Morgan, you have 2 points. Eddie has zero. Over to Morgan's questions. Morgan, what year were you born?
1993.
So a lot of these questions are from before you were born.
Yeah. I have no recollection of any of this.
At least Eddie...
You don't even know what the questions
are. But Eddie has been living during yours.
Yes.
I've chosen not to know what these answers, I guess.
The new Sonic the Hedgehog movie starring Jim Carrey hits theaters tomorrow. What game console was the original video game on? Sonic the Hedgehog was on what video game console?
I mean, the only thing that was probably out maybe before my time would have been a Nintendo.
A Nintendo. Show me Nintendo!
Woo!
Eddie, you can steal.
Yeah, Bones, that's a Sega Genesis.
Oh, what?
Sega.
Yeah. Sega.
Oh, yeah.
What is that?
It was so cool.
It's a Sega. It's like a Nintendo. It was basically Nintendo's rival back in the day.
Yeah, it'd be like Xbox and PlayStation now. Mm-hmm. It was Sega and Nintendo back then.
All right, Morgan, number two. What boy band was made up of Joey, Donnie, Danny, Jonathan, and Jordan? What boy band was Joey, Donnie, Danny, Jonathan, and Jordan?
She's going to know this.
Morgan has her head in her hand right now.
I'm just talking really quick.
Go ahead. Talk it out.
There's NSYNC, Backstreet Boys, Boys to Men, but this, I know Donnie Wahlberg, and I don't think it's any one of those.
Joey, Donnie, Danny, Jonathan, and Jordan. Do you think Donnie is Donnie Wahlberg?
Yeah. At least it's the only one I can think of.
What boy band was Donnie Wahlberg in then?
It's not NSYNC, and it's not Boys to Men. I want to say Backstreet Boys. I think that's my guess. Dang it.
Eddie, do you know it?
Yeah, of course, dude. New Kids on the Block.
That's it.
Come on. That's awesome.
How do you feel about that, Morgan, number two?
I'm not happy with myself about that
one. Did you know that answer?
I should have known that one, yeah. That's pretty bad.
Well, we're down to the final question. If you get it right, you win. Morgan.
Okay.
If you don't and he gets it right, he wins. Are you ready?
Yeah.
What was the name of the boxer who bit off an opponent's ear in the 90s? What was the name of the boxer who bit off an opponent's ear in the 90s? All right, talk it out, Morgan, number two, for the win.
The only thing that's coming to my mind is Mike Tyson. And I don't know if he's even a boxer, but for some reason he's coming to my mind. He's the one with the face tattoo, right?
What do you think Mike Tyson did back in the day?
Well, I know he's made some appearances in movies, but I don't think he was a full-blown actor. You know what? I'm going Mike Tyson.
And she didn't think he was an actor.
Mike Tyson,
or a boxer,
is one of the greatest boxers of all time. Maybe second or third.
Yeah, depending. Iron Mike.
Yeah. He's just a bone crusher. But that's when he kind of went crazy and was coming back, and he bit Evander Holyfield's ear off. And they called the fight.
The only reason I know of Mike Tyson is because of Hangover, the movie.
Yeah, he was in there for a little bit.
That's really bad.
Isn't that wild that that's what she knows him as?
Yeah.
Like, yep. There's such a separation in years.
Big time.
Well, Morgan, number two, you are the winner. It is now tied. Bobby Bones. Yeah. All right, time to do The More You Know. Here we go. Our first one's going to be foods that are safe to eat past the expiration date. Because there's a lot of confusion over what an expiration date really means. And what happens is some people just throw out food that they don't need to throw out, excess waste.
I do that. Yeah.
Yeah, because we're scared. Because we've been conditioned to think we're going to die if
right.
we eat the mm-hmm. wrong thing
like,
too
I don't
late.
Get sick.
So the whole story is household food waste accounts for 40% of the trash that we throw away, and about half of that we don't have to. We're just told we need to, so we believe it. So here we go. Here are foods you can safely eat past the expiration date. Number one, cheese. The harder the cheese, the longer you can eat it past the expiration date. The really, really soft cheeses, they're like, you need to get in and out of that one.
Like the brie or whatever. Mm-hmm.
Or goat cheese.
By the way, if you can afford brie,
go get another one.
Yeah. But keep the hard cheese, like normal cheese like we'd eat.
Yeah.
You can eat that past the expiration date. Cereal. It lasts for months past the expiration date. Pasta. Up to 3 years past the expiration date.
3 years?
Oh, wow.
Bread. As long as it passed the eyeball test, you can eat your bread.
Perfect.
So like eyeball being no mold?
If you look at it and there's no green on it, good. Also, if there's no green on pieces and there was green on the other, you can still eat the pieces that don't have the green on it.
You don't have to throw away the whole loaf.
Right.
Got it.
Now, up to you if you don't catch that one. What I would do is you could even, by the way, you could even cut the green off of that piece and eat the rest of it. Because remember, it's only molding over a part of it. But I would always throw away the piece that looked good for the rest. I'd have one buffer piece.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah. Yogurt, it's okay about 2 weeks past the date.
What? I don't know about that.
Amy, this is The More You Know, so you don't know, but now you do.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Chips can be eaten months afterward.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, be careful about condiments, though.
Like ketchup?
Ketchup, mustard, barbecue sauce.
Mayonnaise.
Like, be careful because those really can go bad right when the date hits. And then frozen food, they say a little freezer burn's okay if you can get it off or you can cook through it. So that's The More You Know with foods that are safe to eat past the date. Thank you. Favorite condiment? Come on.
Ketchup.
Ooh. Ketchup, then what?
Ranch.
Oh. Then what?
Chick-fil-A sauce.
Where in the world is mustard is number one for me by far. Mustard is the champion.
I don't even need mustard in my life.
I like mustard, then spicy mustard, then honey mustard, then Dijon mustard.
Oh, wow.
Then maybe ketchup.
Oh. Where's the mayo?
No, I don't touch mayo. Oh,
wow. And so you're not into ranch, I guess?
I'll have ranch. On the occasional hot wing, I'll have ranch if they don't have blue cheese.
And you've never tried Chick-fil-A sauce.
I don't know that I've ever tried it. I probably have.
I have one at the house. I'll bring you one.
Yeah, what? It's so amazing.
A pack of Chick-fil-A
sauce. I'm sure I've tried it.
It's the best.
When I go to Chick-fil-A, I get the mustard.
Well, you're missing out.
Okay, let's do another The More You Know. Here we go. A rectal surgeon says that bidets are way healthier than toilet paper, but the average American still uses 3 rolls every week.
Makes sense.
Listen, I'm going to tell you, I love
three
a bidet.
Rolls a week.
I've been places where they have bidets. It shoots that water up your butt. And yeah, it sounds funny, but you feel clean. It's fresh. So it's crazy we don't have this in our culture.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a cleaner. It's just a way to be clean in a place that's not normally clean.
I've heard great things about that bidet.
Toilet paper is the standard way to clean up after using the bathroom, but it's not actually the healthiest way. Bidets are gentler and more hygienic, which just, toilet paper just smears stuff around.
Mm.
But then you got to go build one. It's not cheap, you know?
Right.
But is your life cheap?
Not really, no.
I don't have one.
Is 3 rolls a week cheap?
It depends. Depends what kind of toilet paper.
I stayed at a hotel once that had a bidet, and I didn't want to use it. I was scared.
You didn't know what? You take a drink out of it?
Interesting water fountain.
Interesting here. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So there's a new app that'll help detect if you've come in close contact with someone that has the coronavirus.
Is it Tinder?
No, right now, I mean, China had to put the app out there because, you know, they had so many people freaked out if they had been infected or come in contact with someone that is. And they use this QR code and everybody enters their info. And then I guess somehow they find out and they'll send you a notification if you've like come in contact with someone. And if you have, then you're advised to contact local health authorities or stay at home.
I just don't think I'd be open and honest about my own coronavirus to share it on the app. If I had it, I'd be embarrassed.
Wow.
That's why a lot of people don't share they don't share any disease.
Yeah, but you shouldn't be embarrassed.
I know.
You should just be.
We're trying to lift the stigma of coronavirus.
Yes.
One show at a time.
Because you could help, you could save lives, right?
And coronavirus is all over the news. But again, not because it's killing more people than the flu. It's because we don't know what's happening with it. That's why it's a news story. If one more person texts me and goes, the flu is bigger. But we know what the flu does. We don't know what corona has. I might have it. I have something. I think I'm jet lagged still.
Oh, boy. Here
we
go.
What are your symptoms?
Well, I think I'm jet lagged still. My eyes have felt heavy for a week. I can't shake. It feels like there's a film over my brain. That Hawaii trip when I was doing American Idol was a week ago, but it's 4 hours difference, and I didn't sleep for a whole night because at 8 p.m. was the flight. We just flew back, and I just kept going. I think I'm still jet lagged for the first time ever in my life. Is it possible?
I don't know. I never heard of a week-long jet
Me
lag.
Me either. But it's either that or coronavirus. You make the call. Which do I have?
I'm hoping it's jet lag because we're all sharing a room right now. And I'm going to need you to leave.
Okay. What else you got?
Okay. So what about anxiety? You still have any anxiety?
I do okay. I've tooled myself up to control it the best way possible. I did have it. At times, I would just get it and have no control over it. I didn't know why it was happening. And I didn't know how to stop it. And so a little bit... But I've been working on myself a lot to try to keep it from happening. It's not a do-all, but I've been doing some tricks. No, I don't have it as bad as I used to.
Okay, well, just for some people that may be experiencing it, even if it's just a little bit, I mean, it can kind of derail your day. So I saw like foods that'll help get you out of it, and it's foods that are high in magnesium.
Xanax sandwich.
That'll work.
A Xanax colada.
Yeah. I'm kind of so glad that I don't take... Xanax anymore. Mine was only for a season, but I thought when I was on it, I was like, I'm never going to be able to sleep unless I have it. And
Me
then
too.
Now I sleep fine without anything. No wine.
I was telling my therapist, it's funny you bring this up because I had really bad anxiety for a long time where the only way that I would combat it was taking Xanax. And it wasn't healthy. It wasn't good. It didn't put me in a good spot. And I haven't had one since June 8th of last year.
That's awesome.
Good job, guys.
Yeah.
And I felt that's a real thankful.
Hey, well, we're a group here.
Yeah.
It is. I mean, it's a bit like, and everybody has it for different reasons. I mean, your stuff stems from various things and PTSD that you've had. And mine was after my mom passed away. I mean, different things like crept in. And it's kind of, it's good to acknowledge when you're on the other side of something and feel really good about it.
I don't feel like I'm on the other side. I feel like every day I'm just not doing it. Every day it creeps back up. Like I could probably just.
Oh, okay.
I'm wound so tightly all the time.
Yeah.
Well, just like this all the time.
So I can't shake that. I feel like my life is basically that Papa Roach song, Last Resort, how they sing it.
This is my last resort. Suffocation.
That's my whole. If you guys want to know what my life feels like, sing that song and what it does to your body. That's my life.
Wow.
Okay. Good. Well, if you're feeling anxious, yeah, let me just tell you about these foods. Pack these in your bag. Almonds, cashews, black beans, spinach, and edamame. Boom. Snack on those. They might help.
Okay.
And then I saw that men, more than women, would like a bouquet of flowers delivered to their work.
That's bullcrap. And I am someone who thinks flowers are fine and at times nice, but that's not true. I don't know one single guy that would prefer to have flowers. We would like a cheesesteak.
Yeah, or a cheeseburger.
Or some baseball cards.
Yeah, sure. My 14-year-old self.
Yeah, yeah.
Flowers?
We are practical in our gifts, is my point. We would just like something that we could actually use more so than a thought. Now, I lean very female at times, but I think guys in general would just like a tangible gift, like something they could touch and have and hold, a T-shirt from their favorite band.
Yeah.
A hat from their favorite team. A gift card to their that's what guys want. They don't need a big romantic gesture as much as they need, I was thinking about you, here's a pair of shoes that you like.
Oh, well, I don't know what went wrong with this study, but it says that...
Who did it? 1-800-FLORIS?
Bunch of crap.
It said that more men than women are, it's like switched, and they would like flowers delivered to their work. And so, but I guess according to the guys
not
in
true.
This room,
yeah,
don't
no,
do
we're
it.
Close and again, we're all on different spectrums here.
So y'all would be
there's
embarrassed?
There's five dudes that work on this show. I guess six dudes total. And I can't... Would any guy like to have flowers sent to them at work as a preference? Mike D.? Lunchbox?
No, I've never had flowers in my life, and I don't want them now.
Raymundo?
I would think he was a prank or something.
Eddie?
No, no chance.
Me,
what?
Me, and I lean very...
Yeah, what's the word?
Female?
Well, I was going to say very over... I'm very overy leaning.
Oh, feminine? Uh-huh.
Yeah, I was sure. I would say no. So Scuba Steve, would Scuba Steve want flowers or no?
No.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, man. Okay,
no.
Well, never
no,
mind.
No, he said... somehow our microphone cut out. That's how bad this equipment
oh,
is.
Oh, and one thing that Bobby too has suggested when it comes to flowers and Valentine's Day, if you are going to send them to your girl at work, is to maybe do it the day before Valentine's Day.
Just surprise them.
Boom.
Well, that's what you know.
I mean, you'll do something
which
else for
today.
Valentine's Day. Oh, that is today.
Yeah.
Okay,
oh, wow.
So get
reminder.
On it. Send it.
Because they won't be expecting it and they'll feel super special.
It's probably too late to have them delivered at work, but maybe at today, when you leave work, swing by the store, pick up some flowers, and take them to her tonight. Start Valentine's
that's baller move.
Early. It is.
Yeah, that's baller move. All right.
Yeah. Okay, I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So in Denver, Colorado, there's a new hotel that is serving as a place for homeless to stay. So Quality Inn and Suites went up for sale. And the president of the Colorado Coalition was like, you know what? I'm going to snatch this up. I'm going to buy it and we're going to use it to help house some of our homeless. And they have to pay rent. So a lot of them can manage about $100 a month or so. But it helps give them a place with a bed, a dresser, a desk and a chair, a television, and then a communal food pantry. But it's where they can go and like get rest and maybe look for a job and feel clean and do their thing. And then hopefully move on to other housing. But it was a unique way of like using something that was for sale in the community, like an old hotel, for good.
Man, do you have the person's name from the Colorado Coalition on that? We'd shout him out if it's on there.
John Parvinsky.
Oh, John Parvinsky, shout out.
Yeah.
Listen in Denver on the Bull. Shout out John Parvinsky. There you go. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Let's go!
We're about 20 minutes away from the reveal of my Valentine's Day surprise, which I feel like has been overhyped a little bit. It's okay. It wasn't like Eddie compared it to going to the Eiffel Tower. And
similar.
It is not. But I'll do that in the next 20 minutes. I'm just kind of happy to share it and move on. But tomorrow is Valentine's Day, so we'll do that. But right now, let's go over to Amy with the Morning Corny.
The Morning Corny.
What did the hot dog say after the race?
What did the hot dog say after the race?
I am the wiener.
It's
all that goes.
That was the Morning Corny.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Boston Market is selling baby back rib bouquets for Valentine's Day, but they're calling them Bay, B-A-E, baby back ribs.
It's funny.
I love ribs. I love Boston Market, too. There's a Boston Market that Eddie and I go to every time we're in Massachusetts.
Yes.
In between Boston and Northampton. There's one at a rest stop that we will stop at every single time.
That's right. So good.
Baby back ribs, the bouquet on February 14th for $29.99. You like ribs? I know you don't eat a lot of meat.
I don't know, really.
You don't know if you like ribs?
Mm-mm.
God, I love ribs.
We'll get you some, Amy.
I mean, I guess I could try. Yeah, because I wasn't a meat person for so long. Like the meat, I didn't really indulge in.
You don't like the meat? If you want to save money on Valentine's Day, they say go out on February 15th instead.
Mm.
But also, if you want to save money on Christmas, buy stuff on December 26th. Right.
And also, give your date a heads up. Like, hey.
You want to get cooler reservations for New Year's? Go out on the night of the first. Well, that's just the general rule with this. But there's a column on Fox News right now that's recommending you wait until February 5th.
15th.
Okay, yeah, sorry. February 15th. But yeah, you should have that understanding.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to celebrate this. We're going to save some money. Go the 15th.
And don't tell them on Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Because then they'll think you forgot.
Restaurants jack up their prices on Valentine's Day. The place that I'm going, it's up there. They raise the prices.
Really?
But it also stinks for restaurants when Valentine's Day is on a Friday or Saturday, because if it's on a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday, their volume goes way up and they make more money. All the other stuff like flowers, chocolates, and gifts go on sale after the holidays, so you can pick them up and save it for next year. And then finally, a guy will pay you $25,000 to find him a girlfriend. There's a guy in Kansas City who's offering $25,000 to anyone who finds him a girl. He's a 47-year-old entrepreneur. He's never been married. He hasn't had any luck with online dating, so he's trying a new strategy. Do we have a picture of this guy?
Morgan number two?
If you've been using dating apps and you have no real luck, here's a guy they say has decided to go a different route. His name is Jeff Gebhardt, who lives near Kansas City, Kansas. $25,000 to anyone who finds him a girlfriend. He put up a website. He's a good-looking guy, too. DateJeffG.com. Never been engaged or married. There's no reason this guy shouldn't have a girlfriend. Unless he's, like, wearing lingerie at night.
Well, some people might be into that.
Yeah. He's ripped.
Wow. He goes, find me a girlfriend and I'll pay you $25,000.
Seriously.
And he's got a dog. But why is there an asterisk next to?
He's 5'7", 160 pounds, 9% body mass index.
Yeah, he does look pretty buff.
Maybe it's ripped.
Yeah, what's up with that asterisk, Mike D?
He has an asterisk next to $25,000.
It's 25,000 pesos.
Maybe it's like if they end up getting married.
And there's quotes from family friends on the bottom of his page that recommend him.
Oh, wow. These are the ways you could submit. You may be that girl. Click here. I know a girl. Click here.
I would not take a single offer from you may be that girl, because she wants to make $25,000. She's going to be the greatest dates you've ever had in your life to make that $25,000.
Wow. In a relationship, he's supportive, open-minded, generous, and fun. Basically.
Check it out. If you do submit to I may be that girl, self-nominated women are not entitled to the referral payout. For that exact reason I just said.
Yeah.
All right, good luck to this guy. He must be so picky, right? Because I also was single for a long time, and people were like, oh. I was just weirdly picky. I wasn't wearing lingerie at night, most nights. Female must exclusive. Here you go, terms and conditions. Female must exclusively date only Jeff Gebhardt for 365 consecutive days, which is the initial dating period. Dating is defined as being in a romantic relationship. The female that dates Gebhardt, as stated above, is referred to as the dating female. And then it's a whole contract. After the initial period, he shall make 5 payments of $5,000 each for a total of... It's like winning one of those scratch-offs where you get paid every month to a person that is referred to the dating... Anyway, it's like a contract. All female applicants must be adult legal age whose birth sex is female. So they don't get them with that. You guys see anything on this?
It's very interesting.
Yeah, very. He said, I love my life. I should, because it's been carefully built by me.
Nice. datejeffg.com.
Yeah.
A real estate guy?
Looks like he has a Rolex on.
It does look like a Rolex. Yeah. I noticed that,
and
Amy.
His biggest flaw is his inability to sit still.
This guy.
Hey, I don't know. It smells
this
fishy.
Guy. Something's up with this guy. I don't even know, but something's for sure up. Eddie, what was the Martina McBride story?
Okay, so a former employee that worked for Martina McBride and her husband's recording studio was noticing that they were, mistreating interns, making them do things that really they weren't supposed to do, like clean the bathrooms, run errands, go to the grocery store and pick up groceries for them, stuff like that.
They're not supposed to do that?
As soon as he approached them about it, they fired him.
Okay.
So then now he sued them for firing him for wrong reasons.
Do you know about this story, Amy?
I don't know. A clue.
Did he win?
He did. The jury awarded him $200,000.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. They also said one thing, that they sent an intern to McBride's home with a gun because they heard an intruder was there.
Hold on. Wait. Say that again.
So there was they sent one of their interns with a gun, said, go check on our house because we hear there's an intruder there.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
That's the kind of intern I need.
You're like, okay. Can you imagine?
I wonder what they said the intern was supposed to do. Like, if that's in the job requirements.
I don't know if it's in the job requirements, though.
Wow.
Yeah.
Look at that. And they had to pay $200,000?
$200,000. That's what the jury awarded them.
Dude, can you imagine being a jury in a famous case and you get Martina McBride?
Yeah, but don't you have to not know anything about her to make that
jury?
You can
lie.
Oh.
I mean, I lied to get out of jury duty once.
That's right. You told us
about
that.
I didn't lie. I was just like, oh, I don't think I can do this openly and on. Because it was like a weird battery assault case, and I was like, ooh, I went through this once myself. I don't feel like I can judge this. I probably could have.
Yeah, that's not a lie. I mean, you were being honest about what you've been through.
Yeah, that was weird. Well, I didn't know that story.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
Dang. Let's open some questions from the text line here. You guys can always hit us on our text line. Just text the word Bobby to 26229, standard message and data rates apply. All right, question number one. Morgan, number two, go ahead.
What is everyone's guilty pleasure snack?
Guilty pleasure snack. Amy?
Oh, man. I'm really into these, like, hippies. I don't know how to describe them, but they're kind of like
men
a pirate.
Men with long hair that kind of free.
Oh, yeah. That don't shower.
Smell like patchouli.
No. They're like a, I don't know. They're so good, and they are my guilty pleasure. Like, I shouldn't buy them, and then anytime they're in the pantry, they're really for the kids. I would compare it to, like, Pirate's Booty. Like a treat. Yeah, like a cheesy treat. I don't know.
I've never had Pirate's Booty either, so I don't know what that is either.
Oh, it's gosh. Puff, like, once you corn. Open the bag, you can't stop.
Mine would be Werther's Originals.
Mm-hmm.
I will go, and listen, I don't know what a crack addict does at night, digging through stuff, but I'll go and dig through drawers, and because I just need one. I just need one. And I'll go, look, just search it for one.
Just throwing stuff all over the floor.
I'm like moving like Drano. Like, is there one back there?
Just in case it fell off the back.
Mm-hmm. And I go hard sometimes.
That is, wow, yeah.
Most times I don't find them. So, all right, number two.
Why is Scuba Steve called Scuba?
I have no idea.
Me neither.
Good question.
So Scuba Steve is our new executive producer. I have no idea why he's called Scuba
no
Steve.
No one's asked him?
Mm-mm. Steve, why are you called Scuba Steve?
So when I was an intern way back in the day, the movie Big Daddy was popular, Adam Sandler movie, and in that, there's a character named Scuba Steve. My name is Steven. That's my birth name. So just stuck with it
ever
since.
So no reason?
There's no reason. They just gave it. It was a fraternity kind of morning show I worked for back in the day, so they just kind of gave you a name, and you stuck with it, and every market I moved to, I would try to change it, and the hosts would want me to keep it. So I've just always stuck with it.
Well, would you like to change it?
I feel like now it's been too long. It's kind of, it's there.
How about this? How about we all think of a new name? Okay. We'll pitch Steve a new name.
Perfect.
Maybe next week.
It's great.
We'll see if we can. We'll have a Steve name pitch.
Okay. This may affect my business cards that I have being printed that have my Twitter handle on it.
You know what? I'll make you new cards if you choose a different name.
Okay. All right. Cool. Thank you.
Does it have to go with Steve, or can we just name him anything?
Whatever you want.
All right.
Name him whatever you want.
Be nice though.
Okay.
All right. Next up, Morgan, number two. Next question.
Is Bobby's girlfriend younger, older, or same age?
Older.
Younger.
Right?
Oh.
She's 28. Bobby's almost 40.
I'm 39. You know, you can just say I'm 39.
Wow, Amy.
Why are you taking shots?
That was a shot.
No, it's not a shot. Actually, you're 39, but I literally was just planning some parts of your 40th birthday earlier today, so I was thinking how you're almost 40.
Have you reached out to her yet?
About that?
About birthday?
Not yet. I want to have a few more things ironed out.
and then can bring her in. Because I told you, I asked you if I should reach out to her right away, and you were like, no, it's okay. So we'll see. I'm trying to figure a few things out. I also was trying to talk to you about it, too, because I don't know where you're going to be.
Oh, yeah. Amy's like, where should we have your party? Where will you be? Oh. Los Angeles, Nashville, or New York.
Or Vegas.
Or Vegas, yeah.
Yeah, there's like all these places he could possibly be around that time. And I'm even talking with like other people that are concerned about where he's going to be. And I'm like, look, I don't know. I'm pretty sure we just have to plan it, and then hopefully he's here.
I think I'm in Las Vegas on the 31st. Or whatever the last day of the month is in March. First, I'm in
and
LA
then you're
doing
in LA.
American Idol.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And then you have to be back in Vegas that next weekend. So you literally might be coming home for your birthday.
Yeah. It'll be fine. Just throw it and just FaceTime me in. I just,
no.
I'm good anyway. Morgan, number two, give me another question.
Would Bobby ever want his girlfriend to read his book?
Good question. Has she?
No, she hasn't. And she hasn't even. I've mentioned it before. Hmm. One time I dated a girl and she had written a book and we exchanged books and it was the greatest early dating I'd ever done.
Yeah.
And you learn a lot about someone.
Like research.
And that, yeah. And what I learned when reading her book was it wasn't for me. Like I learned a lot of stuff about it. I was like, oh, we have some really, really strong fundamental issues we're not going to agree on. We're probably not going to date. Still think she's great, but it didn't work out. My girlfriend now, she went back to school. She's finishing grad school, getting her master's in May. And so after that, maybe I propose it. Like, if you'd like to, don't feel weird. You can read it. It saves me a lot of conversations.
Oh, yeah.
Is that weird?
I mean, you don't think she's dabbled in it at all?
I know,
or
she
like,
hasn't. Mm-mm.
Because think about it. If you were dating somebody and you
me,
knew they
yes.
had written a book, wouldn't you
be the
like,
first thing
Amazon
do.
Prime now that? I would start reading it. Or I guess just download it audio. She could listen to you tell her your
oh,
story.
Here's
what?
The thing. She is weird about even listening to the show. One, because she's still afraid I'm going to say things. Because she's not in with this totally. So sometimes I'll just say things. She's like, oh, I didn't know that. It feels weird to hear it from the show. Mm. That's a new thing to her.
Mm-hmm.
And also she's like, you know, this is the thing that she brought up to me. I asked her, I said, because she likes Luke Combs a lot. I said, do you listen to Luke Combs' podcast? She goes, no, because if I listen to you, I feel like I've talked to you already. She's like, so if I spend an hour listening to a podcast, I feel like in my mind I've already spent time with you and talked to you. She goes, then I'm like, it kind of puts me off kilter of how much time I've actually talked to you that day.
That's cool.
So
interesting.
I was like, just have at it. Go to town. But she's not dialed in yet.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
An Indiana teenager who raised money to get a baby drop-off box installed at his local fire department is being praised after a healthy newborn was left safely in that box at the fire station.
Oh, wow.
Hunter Ward 19 raised $10,000 to purchase the Safe Haven baby box as part of a school project during his senior year at Columbus North High School. Quote, it was a lot of hard work, a lot of blood, sweat, and tears. In June of 2019, the box was installed at the Seymour Fire Department, and a couple of weeks ago, firefighters found a baby girl inside. An alarm inside the box alerted them as soon as the baby was placed inside. The Safe Haven Baby Box at the Seymour Fire Department is one of 24 installed across several states. And listen, it is sad that someone put their baby in there, but it's even sadder when they don't have somewhere to put their baby and they leave it out. Because
mm-hmm.
you can, I believe fire stations are somewhere you can just leave a baby.
It's yes. like yes. the Moses Law or something.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But shout out to this kid, Hunter Wart, 19 years old. That's a weird one. That hits you hard in the way of like, man, somebody left their baby. But even better, it's like at least they had a place to leave the baby where somebody good can get the baby.
That's right.
Whew. Man, that's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Let's go! There was a whole article, Generation Z slangs that you need to know. Amy, your kids are what generation?
I have no idea.
Because it goes Gen X,
yeah,
Millennial, then Gen Z.
So my daughter was born in 2007 and my son was 2010.
Okay, they're both Gen Z.
Okay.
Generation Z is a demographic from 1997 to 2012.
Perfect. Okay.
So these are things you need to know for your kids.
Okay.
I'll give you a word or phrase by Gen Z, see if you can get the word based on the definition. Okay?
Yeah.
This word is drama or gossip. So you can sip it, meaning you're going to mind your own business and stay out of the drama. What is that?
Tea.
Tea, yeah. Why are you laughing at that, Eddie?
It's just silly.
All right. For Gen Zers, this isn't just a handbag brand. The word is used as a variation of good or fancy and is often in reference to someone's appearance.
Gucci.
That's correct. Nice. This actually means amazing these days and refers to items someone approves of. Everything from your outfit to a pie can be this to a Gen Zer.
Lit?
Mm.
Oh, fire?
Fire.
Yeah.
Close.
So, yeah.
When someone is doing this, they're typically showing off possessions or personality traits, either intentionally or not. You can also do this on your ex to show them how much better off you are without them.
Like flexing?
Nice. You're pretty cool.
Wow, I know. Man, I try to tell my kids this all the time.
Wow.
No.
I can't believe they don't listen. One of these is typically an entitled mom who is seen as irritating to teens who work retail or fast food. Obviously, this one has since gained so much popularity that it's frequently in memes. What do they call entitled moms?
I have no idea.
A Karen.
Oh, I've never heard of that.
Karen.
A Karen?
I know all these from TikTok.
Oh, like, so all... that you'd be like, oh, that's a Karen.
Well, I'd be like, okay, Karen, I got it.
Okay. Oh, okay. I need to remember that one.
Is TikTok mainly Generation Z?
I mean, they're definitely into it.
I have to flip through TikTok sometimes because the kids are too young in there and they're dancing in like little shorts. And I'm like, stop it. Get off
my screen.
This phrase is abbreviated. Is the abbreviated way of saying that someone failed at something or taken a loss. The opposite obviously refers to winning. Many people believe it's from an internet feud between Drake and Meek Mill. This phrase is an abbreviated way of saying someone failed or taken a loss.
I have no idea.
Taking the L.
Taking the L, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'll give you one more. This phrase is motivational and refers...
Wow, now that you say that, I'm so glad you did. I saw someone post something about that on Instagram the other day, and I thought they were taking the L train. Like a literal, like in New York or D.C. or like some subway where there's like a train. It was like the L train, but really they were saying they're taking a loss. Or they lost.
Yeah, taking a loss.
Now I know. The more you know. Okay.
I'll give you one more.
Yeah.
This phrase is a motivational phrase that refers to working hard to obtain money and success. The phrase was popularized by a meme back in 2018. It's tough.
Let's get this paper.
Oh, close. Let's get this bread.
Oh, bread. Yeah. I should have known.
Do you feel a little educated, though?
I do. Mm. I'm proud of the ones I did know, and I'm thankful for the ones I learned.
Typically used in reference to emotions or desires, this phrase basically means a little bit or kind of. What do you think?
I have no idea.
Low key.
Mm.
Yeah. And then go ham. You know what go ham means?
Go what?
Ham.
No.
So it means if someone... Do you guys know what go ham means?
Yeah.
No.
You do?
Hard as a...
Yeah, that's what it stands for. Hard as a mother.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is?
To go ham. To go hard.
Okay.
To go hard. Oh to go. Amy's so cool right now.
Yeah.
Okay.
What ham?
You start out cool.
That's. I still give you a passing grade for your Gen Z vocab
Thank
quiz.
Thank you.
Yeah, I feel like you did pretty good at that. Bobby Bone, come on. All right, I want to read you this poem. Ready?
Okay.
My eyes are getting weary. My back is getting tight. I'm sitting here in traffic on the Queensboro Bridge tonight. But I don't care, because all I want to do is cash my check and drive right home to you. Because, baby, all my life, I'll be driving home to you.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's deep.
Yeah.
Oh.
So it's actually the King of Queens theme song.
Obvious.
And so...
Now it makes sense.
There's a challenge on Reddit right now where people are sending it to their girlfriends acting like they wrote them a poem.
Oh, that's funny.
And so they just copy and paste it. And so I sent this to my girlfriend.
What did she say?
Like right now?
Yeah. I got a response back. I said, hey, I wrote you a poem. Don't laugh. She said, laugh? I'll probably cry. And then sent three red hearts. She said, that's the sweetest thing ever. And then I wrote it out. My eyes are getting weary. My back is getting tight. I'm sitting here in traffic on the Queensboro Bridge tonight. But I don't care. Because all I want to do is cash my check and drive right home to you.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, baby, all my life, I want to drive right home to you. Here we go.
Oh, no.
Four responses.
Oh, okay. Four.
You didn't write that. Bye. I thought you were serious.
Does she know it?
Bye. I'm going to write, that's the King of Queens theme song. I thought you'd like it.
Stop.
That's really funny.
That's really funny.
Oh, and then she gave me a peace emoji.
Like, peace. Bye. Bye. Like, she's out. She's not having it.
Play it again, Raymundo. Here we go. My eyes are getting weary. My back is getting tight. I'm sitting here in traffic on the Queensboro Bridge tonight. There it is. I don't care, cause all I want to do is cash my check and drive right home to you. Close it out. Cause baby, all my life I'll be driving right home to you. Alright, didn't work for me. Maybe it was a Queensboro Bridge reference.
Yeah, change though.
No,
where
you just
driving?
Have to do it straight up.
Oh,
you just have to go
okay,
straight
so
up.
No, all right.
If your husband wrote you a poem, what would you do? You know what we should do? This
I probably
is a challenge.
Cry.
We got a challenge for tomorrow's
oh,
show.
Oh no, you're not a poem.
What?
Write a poem for your loved one for tomorrow's show. Eight lines. Okay?
8 lines?
An eight-line poem. You can do 8 to 12 lines. Tomorrow's show, you will be in charge of bringing in a poem for your loved one.
Okay.
Your significant other.
But now I want a poem. You asked me if I'd ever gotten one, and I don't think I have.
Well,
who's going to write me?
Bobby Cinder one.
I'm still getting texts.
Can you give my husband
I got really excited thinking you really wrote me one.
She's still texting
yes.
me.
Yes. I said, okay, I will write you one.
Now that it's an assignment on the show.
I will do 8 lines and write you one.
Yeah. And everybody else is doing it too.
Okay, so.
Wait, can
oh,
you
she
type?
Goes, she goes, no, I don't need your pity poem.
Oh.
Oh.
She's over it, dude.
Wait, can you text my husband and tell him to participate?
No, we're the participators here. So we will be doing a poem
yeah.
for our significant others, okay?
All right.
Tomorrow morning at this time. Everybody good?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
The Bobby Bone
Show. Let's open up the mailbag here on the Bobby Bone Show.
Bobby's Mailbag.
Hey, Bobby, my boyfriend and I have been together for almost 7 years. I'm very ready to be engaged. In fact, I've been ready since Christmas of 2018.
Oh, wow.
He knows I'm ready. And he's been saying he's ready too, but still nothing has happened. He told me multiple times over the past year that he has a plan, but I can tell he hasn't made steps toward it in any way. To me, it's confusing and frustrating for him to keep leading me on by making me think it's coming. Some friends of ours who are younger just got engaged. I thought he proposed before them, but he told me not to get my hopes up. I can't help but be upset that he won't propose. Is it wrong of me to be mad that he won't step it up? Am I just being a brat? Sincerely, ready for a ring.
Mm.
You're shaking your head. You can go first.
Well, you're not being a brat. I think it's okay to be frustrated. Like, especially when things are happening around you with other people and you're like, what's happening with us? Like, either you're all in and we're doing this or, like, I need to move on with my life. But, I mean, I would prefer to do my life with you. So I don't think you're being a brat. Just, you have to, I don't know the best way to handle it because is it just communicating, Bobby?
I would say that, first of all, you're not being a brat. If whatever your feeling is, your feelings are never wrong. They can be misplaced at times, but if you're feeling something, there's no such thing as a wrong emotion. You just have to tell them, hey, we've been together 7 years.
Yeah.
Poop or get off the pot, brah. Like, that's a long time, because if he doesn't, if he's going to propose, let's go move it along. If he's not, he needs to go ahead and let you go so you can start rebuilding for the rest of your life.
And if you say that, you kind of have to be prepared to walk away.
Yes. It's like bluffing. But I'm going to bring Eddie into this, our producer Eddie. You got pooped or get off the pot.
Exactly. 6 years into our relationship, my wife came up to me and said, all right, look, we've been dating for a long time. Basically, poop or get off the pot. Let me know now, because if we're not going to get married, I'm leaving. Basically, but here's,
and then what did you do?
We got married.
Yeah.
But here's the thing, though. Like, seriously, I never thought about proposing.
So weird.
Or even getting married. And I truly believe that most men that are in relationships that long aren't thinking about getting married.
So if you're together 7 years and you guys have already talked about it and he hasn't done it yet, you got to nudge him a direction. Because being in purgatory is where you don't want to be. It's better to be in one of the two places because at least you're getting some kind of closure. So I think you have to have that honest conversation. Hey, brah.
Yeah.
We've been together it's not a year. It's not 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
We've been together 7 years. You keep telling me we're going to propose. So it's now time for you to make your decision. Do you want to marry me or not?
She's basically had her nails ready since 2018.
Boom.
For me, I needed that push. Like, that push to me was just like, all right, you know what? You're right. There is no better person for me. You're the one, so let's just do it.
But you're acting like you had no clue. Like, this guy's dialed in that he's supposed to be or should be proposing or has led on that he's going to be proposing, and he's just not.
Yeah.
So, like, you were just in la-la land, having a good time, dating.
Life.
Yeah, and this guy, I don't know what he's doing.
I think we are all a bit in agreement here. Like, he needs to be pushed one way or the other because he's not going to do anything. He's just sitting there, especially if he said it's coming and it's not coming. You have to guide him. We all need guidance in certain parts of our life. He needs guidance. And that guidance is either we should do this or we're not going to do this, but we have to move because you're killing daylight here. You're killing daylight, my friend. We good?
Good.
That's right.
We'll shut that down. That's the mailbag. Boom. Close it up.
And that was Bobby's mailbag.
If you want to reach out to the mailbag, Morgan number two, what do they do?
Mailbag@bobbybones.com.
The Bobby Bones Show.
All right, that's it for today. Morgan number two, what should people go back and listen to the podcast for today?
You finally revealed what you did for Valentine's Day for your girlfriend.
Which, by the way, Valentine's is tomorrow, but I already did it. So.
So take notes.
No, not take notes.
Learn.
No. I'm just saying that she's not confused. I just did it already. Yeah. Didn't talk about it yet. What else?
And Eddie and I went up against each other in Elder versus Millennial, which was pretty good.
People like that game. Eddie's the oldest person on the show.
Yeah, 40 years old.
And he has to answer questions that a 26-year-old know. And then opposite. But the weird part about that game is Eddie has at least been alive for the questions that Morgan number two has. Morgan number two's not even alive in the 80s.
I definitely do have an advantage.
I'm glad you admit that.
Yeah, but and I don't win every game, so it's hard.
Okay, well, you can hear today's version as well. Search Bobby Bones Show wherever you listen to podcasts. Or Bobby Bones Show On Demand on iHeartRadio. Be sure to type in the On Demand right there. Amy, what's going on?
I'm getting an allergy shot today. So
what part of your body?
What? Pelvis? Pelvic?
Front
really?
Pelvis?
Are you sure? Usually it's on your arm.
Yeah, usually it's
on your butt.
Wow. Interesting.
No, I'm serious. I thought they were doing the butt.
Okay. I don't know. This is all new to me. So is that not where y'all get it?
Interesting.
In the cheek?
Do you know this doctor?
Yes. All right.
Yeah, what about you?
Back in town today. Been in California, so going to be back in town today. And then I'm here. We don't, we have American Idol starts on Sunday, but we don't shoot anymore for a month.
Oh, wow.
So now the episodes start rolling.
Mm-hmm.
They start on Sunday night, and I'm just kind of in town for the next few weeks, which is pretty great. So I'm going to fly back today. That's the deal. We'll see you guys on tomorrow's show. Tim McGraw will be in studio tomorrow. A very special Tim McGraw appearance, as it is Valentine's Day, and he will play a song that's full of love. All right. Bye, everybody.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Bobby Bones.